This is the Composer's Datebook for November 30th. I'm John Burge. On today's date in the year 2000, the Boston Symphony gave the premiere of the Second Symphony of American composer John Corigliano. Scored for strings alone, the symphony was a reworking of a string quartet that Corigliano had composed for the farewell tour of the Cleveland Quartet in 1996. The symphony was very well received, and the following year was awarded the Pulitzer Prize for music. "I am more than shocked," said Corigliano on getting the news. "I don't know what to say. It's one of the great surprises of my life." Perhaps doubly surprising, since as a young man, Corigliano pretty much ruled out writing even one symphony, let alone two. "My thought then," said Corigliano, "was that there were so many great symphonies already. I could satisfy only my ego by writing yet another." Only the death of countless friends from AIDS prompted me to write my Symphony No. 1, a world-scale tragedy I felt needed a comparably epic form. Then the Boston Symphony asked that I write a second symphony to honor the 100th anniversary of their justly famous Symphony Hall. At first I declined, stating my earlier reservations, but they were quite insistent. Composer's Datebook is supported by OneDrop, the app that can help people get healthy and stay ahead of their diabetes. Aided by behavioral science, OneDrop combines one-on-one health coaching, an interactive learning experience, and diabetes supply delivery at getonedrop.com. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.